Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Millionaire Marriage. I'm Taylor Kovar, and I'm here with Jeremy Gilliam. And today we have an awesome show for you all about the good, the bad, the ugly of young love. Young love. And Jeremy, if you wanted to start off by singing the song, I think you had a song prepared about young love.
Let's not do that.
Okay. Well, you were practicing. I thought it was really good. But no, young love is awesome, right? So I was married young. Jeremy was married young. There's all kind of great things about, I would say, young love, right? And so we're not talking about when you're 7 years old and like you're passing notes in kindergarten, like not that young. That's not really, if you're a 7-year-old listener to our show, thank you. You'll probably be really prepared, but.
Yeah, you'll have a great marriage one day.
Yeah, maybe not listen to every episode, but these are more for, we're going to be talking about things. If you are preparing to get married, you're thinking about getting married, you're in that age, or you are recently married, you're young married, right? You maybe not have a ton of life experiences, right? We'll put it that way. You know, some of the things that you face being young and married. And so Jeremy, for all of our listeners, when did you and Erica get married?
Yeah. So we got married when I was 19 and she was 22. So we got married pretty young.
That's babies.
Yeah. We got married pretty young. What about you and Meg?
So we had literally just turned 21. Like, and I say literally, I mean, within 30 days, I think she had turned 21. Yeah. We'd been together since we were 14. And so, you know, we had dated for 7 years. And had it been up to me, we probably would have been married to like 17 because it's just like, I'm from Podunk, East Texas, and that's what we do, right? Luckily, she was smart enough to say, hey, maybe we should wait a little bit. Like maybe, like I understand, like we know each other and we've been dating a long time, but like maybe we should wait a few years. And so,
The exact opposite. We like our whole everything from day we met to the day we said I do was like 7-8 months total.
Wow.
Yeah. And we were both young. So it was so funny because I'm just going to hop in here, Taylor, because you had asked me. So this is before we hit record. So what are your thoughts about people getting married young? I was like, I think I'm 50-50 on it, even though I was married young. So I think there are some challenges that you do face getting married young that you don't have to face if you wait a little longer. But with that said, there also are a lot of benefits when you are married young. You end up growing together. Taylor, you mentioned a statistic. Would you share it with me again?
Yeah. So there's a statistic out there in finance that you have a higher probability of becoming a millionaire if you are married before like the age of 23. And there's a lot of thought maybe kind of goes behind that, but statistically speaking, and you know, you can't argue with numbers, you have a higher chance of being a millionaire if you're married young. And I think that's because you kind of are forced to grow together. Like you're forced to work things out. So for an example, like Megan and I, we got married at 21. We thought we had everything figured out in marriage. And you know, this is also why we almost divorced 13 months later.
They're good everyone.
Yeah, we're good now. But you know, we were forced to really kind of go through some of those learning processes. We didn't have enough money, right? We didn't have all the education completed. We didn't have some of that. So we really, it forced us to become, you know, a diamond is formed under pressure. And to me, I think that's what that statistic really talks about is, hey, like if you can get through this, if you can get through those first couple of years of marriage and you're young and you don't maybe have a ton of resources, what else can you accomplish? Like what can you guys together accomplish? And so I'm honestly kind of a big fan of people that get married young and don't have it all together.
Yeah.
I tell people it's very evident in my clients that come in who were married young and had to work through a financial strain versus ones who were older and maybe were used to living on their own, used to having their own expenses, used to like they already worked through that by themselves. Those are very different clients that come into our office.
So I think part of the thought process that I remember saying this when I was like 15, 16. It's like, yeah, I want to get married young because I want, you know, me and my wife are both very actively involved in ministry, as you and Meg are as well. Mm-hmm. That was one of my big things. Is like, I want somebody that we're going to work together like right now with. Yeah. And so I was very intentional about that, but you could take that same principle and apply it to business. You know, you want somebody that's going to be actively involved in what you're doing with your life and company, your business, whatever you're involved with. And I think that's one of the things that I do like is that when you do get married like that, you end up going through difficult times, and difficult times often can bring you together. They can cause you to, you know, push away as well. but they can bring you together and you can work things out in ways that if you're older and I hate to say it this way, but like stuck in your ways, I imagine there could be a lot more conflict. And here's also what I wonder, and I'm curious about your thoughts, Taylor, is I wonder, and how, you know, now that I say this, I'm going to have to do some research on it. I wonder if there's the propensity to live more like roommates if you get married when you're much older, right? Because you've already had your own accounts, you've already paid your own bills, you already had to pay your own rent. So I wonder if it's easier just saying, listen, we'll just split everything 50-50. And we've talked about prenups on the podcast, and we'll just do a prenuptial agreement. No big deal. You know,
you'll keep your finances, I'll keep my finances, but we're going to save money because we only have one mortgage.
So I wonder if there's a higher propensity for that to happen if, you know, you wait to, and I'm not saying getting married when you're 30 or late 20s is a bad thing, but like if you wait that long and you're kind of already, you know what, this has been easy for me by myself or whatever the case may be. So it's just, it would just be cleaner. It would be easier if we just do it this way. Yeah. What are your thoughts?
No, I agree. We see people get married late 20s, 30s, 40s. You know, I mean, it's getting the age as far as people, the age they are getting married is getting older and older. We've seen that trend. And I think a lot of it is we're taught, you know, we're being young, like you need to be prepared, right? You need to be financially prepared before you get married. You need to be financially prepared before you get married. You need to be, you know, this or that. And again, I think there's good and bad that comes with it. And we do see where a lot of people that are older or more established, I'm going to say more established, when they get married, have that propensity to be roommates, right? Like, well, no, I'm used to going on this boys trip every year or like every, every 6 months. So that's just part of like, that's what I do. So we're going to do that in every October, or I'm going to do that every October, right? Or whatever. And so it's very easy to say, hey, well, I have a built-in roommate. I have a built-in, you know, confidant, of a built-in partner here, because you're not really struggling through anything. And honestly, I take that back. Like, you're going to be struggling. Every marriage has its ups and downs and different things, but you're not really forced to work through, you know, in your mind, like, hey, I've done this before. Like, hey, if that person's not there, like, I can do it again.
Yeah.
Or like I paid my own bills before. Like, it's not rocket science, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think there's some of that, like, confidence maybe, that whether it's good or bad, that just says, hey, like, I've done it before. I can do it again if this doesn't work out.
So what would you say to somebody who's like 18, 19, and are listening and they are thinking about getting married? What would your thought to them be?
Probably the first thing I would say is, you know, this is going to be the biggest decision of your life. I think we don't understand that a lot when we're younger, that who you marry is literally going to affect you for the rest of your life. Even if you get divorced a year later, like, it's going to affect you the rest of your life. It's going to affect how much money you make. It's going to affect your career. It's going to affect how many kids you have. It's going to affect your lifestyle. It will affect literally everything for the rest of your life. I don't think we think about that whenever we are planning the Pinterest wedding, right? When we're so focused on the day instead of the marriage. And I think we see that a lot, like, oh, these great weddings, these great honeymoons, like, but we don't think about like the junk that comes with being married on the back end. And, you know, I think Warren Buffett has said it, and other billionaires have said it, like, literally, that's your biggest indicator if you're going to, you know, quote unquote, be successful, is who you marry. I mean, if you marry someone who's like, hey, no, I absolutely do not ever want to do this or take a risk, or I don't ever want to, you know, expand ourselves, like, no, like, I'm comfortable in this zone, or you marry somebody who's an extreme introvert or an extreme extrovert, like, there's going to be things that are going to affect you literally the rest of your life. And so if you're 18, 19 year old and you're thinking, hey, I want to marry this person, or I think I'm going to get married, look more than just the day. Look more than just, hey, I'm going to be the center of attention for a few months while we get married and a fun, you know, bachelorette trips or whatever else. Like, really think, is this my ride or die for literally the next 100 years, right? Or 80 years, or however long. Is this the person who is going to be the best partner and companion for me? I see a lot of people just kind of forget that.
All right. I want to throw something out. So the reason why, before we hit record, I said I'm 50-50. And again, I was married at 19. So I'm not saying people shouldn't get married young. But I think the challenge that arises is that your brain isn't fully developed till you're 25. And so it's like the thought process, because I'm even thinking like my thought process at 18 is vastly different now that I'm not 18.
Yeah.
And so it's, that's why I think if you are listening to this and you are 18, 19, and you either are in the process of getting married or you're, hey, listen, I want to make sure I'm the best husband or wife I can be before I get married, have several fantastic mentors that can really help you. And this isn't an insult. It really is not an insult. There are just some things you don't know because you just don't know. And not only that, you don't know what you don't know. And here's what I will say. And I say this very carefully because there are going to be people that may hear this or come across this. And you're like, are you saying I shouldn't get married? Maybe. If everyone in your life, all your mentors, your parents, if you attend church faithfully, your pastors, they're going, you probably should rethink this. There actually may be a reason you should, that you're not fully thinking through. And I think that's why, Taylor, I think I was like, I'm obviously fine with people getting married at 18, 19. I have no issue with that. But as long as you actually are able to think this through, because I do agree with you 100% that whoever you marry, even if you get divorced, is going to affect you forever.
Yeah.
And making major, huge decisions when your hormones are still freaking out is difficult. So lean on mentors, lean on people that can really speak in your life and say, listen, hey, here's some things. And let me say this, not even just about the person you're going to marry. Here's some things about you that need to be worked out. You play too many video games. You can't get up before noon. You can't keep a steady job. How are you going to support a wife? Or how are you going to, you know, help out with finances? Like, so I would say if you are in that, like, this is where you're finding yourself. Let someone speak into your life. Get a mentor. If you need to go see a therapist, go see a therapist. Go talk to a pastor. Go talk to a close friend that will actually tell you the truth. Because again, I think that's where my mind goes with younger individuals, is there are just some things you just don't know because you just don't know. And it's not a knock on you. You just don't know.
Yeah. It reminded me of a story where there was a girl that was part of one of the groups that we worked with a few years ago. And she was like 19 and kind of was like, hey, you know, Joe's not real name, right? Me and Joe talking about getting married. And I was like, hey, that's so exciting, right? Like, she was excited about it. And she was like, yeah, you know, I know you guys haven't met him yet or whatever else, but, you know, I think he's the one and this or that. And I was like, cool. We start bringing up like, what happened to Bob? Right? Like, I thought you were with Bob like a month ago. Right. And then like Sam 2 months before that, because like on Facebook, you were all professing your love. Like, what happened there? Like, well, I'm older now. Right. I'm older now. And, you know, I was 17 then, I was in high school, but now I'm older. It's like, yeah, but like, just go back and look over these last few months. Like, what really makes this relationship different than those other ones that you've said you were in love before?
Yeah.
Right. Cause this is going to be a huge, huge decision. Jeremy, a big part of being a young married, right? And this is something like when we first got married, it seems like the moment you get married, everybody asks like, so when are you having kids? Right. When are you having kids?
Yeah.
You guys having kids yet? Like, you know, everybody, you know, whether that's your parents, your in-laws, people at church, right? Everybody wants to know when you're having kids. So you guys waited.
Yeah.
3 days.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Just kidding.
So we had Bentley. He was born 2.5 years into our marriage, which was really, really soon.
Yeah.
And so obviously I wouldn't change anything. I love my son. He's such a cool kid. Like, we were both still in college, and it was just, we lived in a one-bedroom apartment that was like 500 square foot. We had one car. It was tough. It was tough having kids that young and that soon into our marriage. And so, obviously, what I would say is, if you can wait, you know, 4 or 5 years before your child is born, and that gives you time to be together and, you know, be able to, it sounds selfish, but be able to focus on one another as you're, you know, colliding two worlds together, trying to form a new one.
Definitely.
What about you guys?
Yeah. So we, and I will say my wife is very wise. She's much wiser than I am. And yes, I understand we're being recorded, but like she is. And so she's the one who's like, hey, I think we should wait a few years before we get married, even though we'd been dating for a while. Like I was on my own at 18 and thought, hey, I'm ready to be married now. Like she brought a lot of wisdom there. And then when we got married, we knew we wanted to have kids, but she was like, you know, for me, like I want us time to be us. And so we kind of took the approach of, you know, once we have a kid, we're always parents from then on out. Like,
yeah,
there's not a time, you know, that we're never not going to be parents or grandparents or like we are that our title has changed. And so we made a really conscious effort, even while we had a lot of friends, even our closest friends were having kids. We said, no, we're going to wait. Right. And so we ended up waiting about 4 years, I think, until we had Kix. And it really, it helped us build our relationship. And so even now, you know, Kix is 11 years old and we can say, we can still remember the time before Kix.
Yeah. Right?
Like, I'm not saying it's, you know, it's always easy to remember the time before Kix. Well, you know, it's a huge life monument or, you know, moment.
Yeah.
But we have that relationship base already built. And that really helps to carry us through a lot of things. And so I'm a big proponent of having time for you, have time to learn each other, have time to enjoy each other, have time where you're not worried about like, hey, we want to go out of town on date night. Where are we going to drop the kid off? Right. Who's going to watch the kid? Like have time where you can be you guys, right? You can
absolutely.
You can build a relationship that you want because it's already tough. Those first few years of marriage are tough. I think regardless of whatever age you get married, but especially if you're young and you're still developing and you're still thinking, you're still learning and growing. And, but yet you think you know everything, or at least I did. It's nice to be able to have some time that you can have a little grace in your marriage.
Yeah. So here's what I'll say on this, right? Because again, and I say this, I'm thinking it sounds worse than it actually sounds, is when you get married young and then have kids young, I mean, you're still growing and maturing yourself, but yet trying to raise a child. And here's what I will say, and I've said this publicly many times, and I think I may have even shared this on the podcast. All of my biggest regrets parenting, every single one of them are with Bentley.
Really?
Yep. I was 21 when we had Bentley. So every single one of my biggest regrets are all with my oldest son. And so had we been a little more mature, had a few more years, I think it would have made a big difference in minimizing some of the mistakes that we made early on as young parents. Like Kingston, our youngest, it's like a completely different set of parents. Like we're far, far more patient. We're more understanding with him. And that just comes with a little bit of life experience and just a little bit of time. Us as a couple maturing together. But then also us maturing individually as well has made us two different parents than we were with Bentley when he was Kingston's age. And so that's what I would say. Like if you get married young, and it's totally fine if you do, I would wait till you're, there's nothing wrong with waiting until you're, you know, 22, 23, 24, 25 to have kids. Cause you guys would have been in your mid, late 20s.
Yeah. We were 25.
That's a great age.
Yeah. It was. And it, you know, we were to a point in our marriage and to a point in life where we had a little bit more resources and we kind of knew a little bit more of where we were going with life and what we wanted out of life. And we had learned a lot in those first few years of marriage that really told us, hey, you know, we want to be really prepared. And you're never fully prepared to bring a child into the world. Like maybe it doesn't matter how much money you have.
Right.
There's a lot more to it than money. But we had learned a lot as a couple, you know, and so we knew. Like it was a priority for us once we had kids. Date night was a priority because we knew that's the marriage that we had. And so we have friends who, you know, they had a kid and they had not spent a night away from the kid in like 18 months. Whereas like for us, it was like, you know, 10 days later, we're like, hey, mother-in-law, we need sleep. But it was like, it was a priority for us to know, hey, like, yes, we have another human in this world. And yes, we, you know, it's in our life, but our marriage has to be a priority. You know, it has to be there. And so we were very intentional with that. And so I will say, like, I know as a young married, you are bombarded with the question of kids. You're bombarded with, you know, your house or your car. And you look on social media and it seems like everybody else has it together. Hey, like keep it out of your life, right? Keep social media out of your relationship. keep other people out of your relationship. I have friends who, you know, their parents or in-laws like pressure them to have kids immediately because they want grandkids. I'm gonna go back to you're on the same team and it's your team. Or like it's your family now. And that's a really hard thing to maneuver when you first get married is I've always been part of this family, you know, Phyllis yeah. and Charles are my family. And now I have someone else that's my family. But take that time and build your family.
Yep. I got one for you, Taylor. So we're talking about young love, right?
Yep.
And things that happen when we're married young or we become a young married. It's like you're married 5 seconds and they're asking you if you can have kids or they're going to ask, are you guys going to buy a house?
Mm-hmm.
You guys about to buy a house? Buy a house, buy a house, buy a house. Like shove it down your throat. What are your thoughts about being young, newly married and buying a house?
I advise against it. So I understand there's statistics and there's finance, you know, stuff and research. I am a huge advocate of renting for that first year or two. Huge advocate. And this is whether you're married and or just getting out of college or moving out of the house for the first time. Like one, you don't know what you want, right? A lot of times we expect that our first house is going to be the same as like our parents' house, right? That same level. And so when you go to buy it, you're disappointed, right?
They spent 30 years getting there or 20 years getting there,
right? Yeah. And so I like the idea of renting. I tell people, hey, listen, you can look at it as throwing your money away or you can look at it as an investment in your marriage, right? Like when you're renting and say an apartment, like you don't worry about the grass. You don't worry about buying a lawnmower. You don't worry if the grass is dead. You don't have to worry if the ice maker goes out or the air conditioner goes out or the toilets like stop. Like you don't have to worry about it. Like basically anything. So that removes a lot of stress. It removes the stress of, oh, I got home from work all week. Now I got to go mow the yard. And that's why I can't go on date night. And, oh, well, the washing machine broke. Like that removes a ton of that stress in that during that period. It allows you to be free. And it gives you time to know like, hey, we're living together. We really, two sinks and the master are really important to us. You know, like, yeah. Like maybe that's a non-negotiable. We, you know, it gives you that time. And so I'm really a huge advocate of renting for those first couple of years. Peace of mind. It gives you flexibility. If you want to move, you're like, hey, maybe your hometown isn't the spot you're going to be forever. Maybe, you know, you want to explore some other options or you guys want to go live in a different town for, you know, a period of time. It gives you flexibility. So I'm a huge advocate of, hey, take the first 12, 24 months and rent. Now I'm not, if you're like 10 years down the road, like I would advise against renting, right, for 10 years, right? But every situation is different depending on your situation and job and everything else. But I really love renting those first couple of years just from the standpoint of you remove a lot of unnecessary stress and expense.
I guess the challenge is like, regardless of whatever the topic is, if you're not careful, it's so easy to listen to those people. Well, when you guys can have a baby? Or, you know, your mom and dad, we want grandkids, or you guys need to buy a house. You get, you know, you just got married 5 seconds ago. Is at the end of the day, you two become you two.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard people say, you know, you don't marry your in-laws. And I thought that was crazy. I mean, you really do. But at the end of the day, like your in-laws shouldn't be making decisions for you. So if they're going, you know, you've been married 5 seconds, buy a house or have a baby or something. Just, you know, put a pause. And there's a book I'm going to recommend by Cloud and Townsend. It's called Boundaries. And there's boundaries with parents, boundaries at work. I would strongly recommend if you are about to get married or you are newly married or you've been married forever, read Boundaries. It will really help in you two becoming you two. I think if that was like the biggest takeaway I could leave with you, is learn boundaries, learn that you guys become you guys, not you, her parents, your parents, your grandparents, her grandparents. So at the end of the day, they're not going to pay your mortgage. And really when it comes down to it, that baby's living with you. So it's being young married is really exciting and it can be a lot of fun and there's little stress in the world. So don't add more stress. Don't borrow trouble. But at the same time, learn that you two become you two. And you have to figure out what works for you and just take some practical advice. I appreciate you saying what you said, Taylor, about renting. Because like that, I'm a huge advocate for that. Because there's a lot of stress that comes with buying a house. And then you're locked in and now you have to make all these payments. And again, if the water heater breaks, you're paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
if something goes wrong, or similarly with and having children young, is if something goes wrong, like, it's you. But here, I want your thoughts on this, Taylor. And I was going to bring this up a while ago, but there's that Southern accent while ago. It's so funny. Anyways, I have some friends that live in the North and they go, what does that mean? You know, while ago, a while ago. So here's what I've seen young couples do. And it's actually with both buying a house and then also with having kids, is things aren't going so well. And so they think having a child is going to fix their problem, or buying a house is going to fix their problem, when all that does is complicate it even more. So
it just gives you a distraction.
Yeah. And that's what it is, though. And that's why they do it.
Yep.
And so, because here's what I've seen, right? So you'll have, you know, young marrieds, right? Because you said, you know, you and Megan kind of had some challenges at the beginning of your marriage.
Yeah.
And I appreciate, and you've been open with that. You've talked about it a few times on the podcast. And I think the mistake people make is, well, we're going through difficult times, so let's have a child to bring us together. And that's what they, and it can work that way. And they do end up focusing all of their attention on the child. But I think that's, I wonder, let me say that, if that's how emptiness syndrome affects people so much, is they weren't really stable when they had kids. And so the child stabilized things for a while, at least. And then when their children are growing, it's like, hey, I don't have to focus so much on my child. Now I'm left with this person I don't know.
Yep. I 1000% agree. I hate when people, young couples, and we see a lot, right? Say, well, we're going to have a kid. We're going to buy a house. We're going to get a dog, right? Like, whatever it is, it's a distraction from reality, because it's easier to not have the conversation. It's easier to ignore.
Say that again, please. Say that again.
It is easier to ignore the problem, right? And I think it's a cop out. It's the easy way out. They think it's going to save something, but in reality, you still have the underlying issue, right? It's still under the rug and you're going to trip on it all the time. But instead, you're going to trip on it in front of your kid. You've seen kids, and I've seen kids who have been in houses where their parents are tripping over stuff they've hidden under the rug for years.
Absolutely.
That's not a healthy lifestyle for anyone. So if you're in that position where, like, hey, well, we've been married a few years, like, we should have a kid, right? Like, this is what we should be doing. No, you don't have to.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you don't have to have a kid. You don't have to buy a house. You need to do what's best for you and your marriage, your relationship. You were talking earlier that two become two in a lot of the marriage conferences and conferences that we talk about with newlyweds. I bring a lot of $2 bills, and I keep $2 bills with me pretty often because they're pretty rare. Like, most people don't just have them, but I use that a lot of, like, hey, most of you have $1 bills in your pocket. Like, you're becoming one, right? Like, you guys are becoming two, right? You are who you are. And I use them as far as, like, hey, it's Megan and I, but, like, this is us. This is our relationship. At the end of the day, like, I don't have to lay down in bed beside the friend that's telling me that I should be doing this or should be doing that, or the TV or the social media or my in-laws or my parents or whoever else that's telling me, like, I should be doing this. Hey, you got to make your own path. You got to make the path that's best for you and your family, being you and your spouse.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're listening and you're young married, newly married, thinking about getting married, here's what I'll say. And I mentioned it a while ago. Find a good mentor that can help walk you through some of this stuff. Get with some people that, and again, it's not that you don't know, you just don't know what you don't know. And get with some people that can really help guide you along the way. Being young married is amazing. You're going to have a great time. Just make good decisions. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this, share it with a friend. And if you have any comments or any questions, feel free to reach out to us at themillionairemarriage.com. See you guys next week.